Hello, depression with Sharon here, and I am heading to bed, but I'm going to read a little poem, and I'm going to share it on Facebook so people can hear it. Okay, are we ready? So, 'twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads, and Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn they arose such a clatter, and sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a lustre of midday to objects below, when what to my wonder eyes did appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew at the moment he must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his course as they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blixen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, and dash away all, as the leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they met with auspicals, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof, as I drew in my head and was turning around. Down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed in old fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes all tarnished with ashes and soot, a bundle of toys as he flung on his back, and looked like a peddler just opened his back. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of the pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke he encircled his head like a wealth. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump and right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose, giving a nod, and up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like a dawn of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, here he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night." But there you go, guys. I'm sorry if some of the words I get a little bit mixed up, especially O-P-S-T-A-C-L-E-S. That was a bit of an odd one to remember, but that's a little bedtime read for little ones if they're here, unless they're in bed already. Merry Christmas, everybody. I won't be on tomorrow. And God bless you, everyone. And Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Bye.